Parshas Tetzaveh starts with the inyanim, with the inyan of the Shem Mazayis and the Hadlaka. L'chura, it's very out of place. The first parasha, the Truma, all of Truma deals with the Kelim of the Mishkan. All of Tetzaveh deals with the Begodim, which are all of it, I guess, sort of hachonis for the Mishkan. And then Vayakob Kuri has it over, and in the and then in Vayikra you have the Etzim, the Guf Avoid and Karbonis. Hadlokas Neiris here stands out with listed here with the Kalim, and we have both inyanim. We have the inyan of the Shemin, and we have the inyan of the Hadlokas Neiris. So that's one nekuda why the inyan of the Hadlokas Neiris and the Shemin are kielu listed together with the Kalim. The second thing, you find that the Torah is makpid on the, I guess, the kiyos and the taira of the inyanim of the Beis HaMikdash. Eitzim mituloyim apostle. If you find worms in the eitzim, it's apostle. A carbon that has a mumen, it is apostle. The kadoyim, the things that are not nice, things that are mos or mekulkul, are all apostle. That we understand. In Menorah you have a special kpeda which goes beyond the kpeda of Kabanis. It says it's called Shemen Zayisoch Chosis Lamor, that it has to be not only without a psul, it has to be extraordinarily tahor, that the tipa itself has to be tahor. In other words, you can't filter it out. It has to be the tipa that comes out naturally tahor. Once it's the tipa that's ma'ur of a shmarim, even if you take out the shmarim, it's that good. Which is, Rashi brings down Chazal, that it's kosis lamar v'loy kosim nachos, that fakir, it's a darga of taira that's miyucha to m'naira, that you don't have to kabanis. In all kabanis, the other types of shmarim are good as well, whatever comes after the first drop. And yet here the taira is makpid after this. So l'chura, it needs a hezba as to why in Shemen there's a kpeda of taira past the normal malcha avoda. I mean, it can't be. We don't find anything else. Even k'tayras, you don't find a special hagdara of what you need in terms of taira. Without all the things that taira was masalik are things that are bad, tuloyim, bali mumin, things of that nature. But that there should be butsura, but anything that you need a special taira, and even if you metayat later, doesn't help, that you find only by mor, and it needs a hezba. The Gemara asks by Noir Bad Luxmer and Baloischa, the Gemara asks, V'chilo oyer hu tzarech, Baloi kol oylam kuloi lo oyer hu hoylech, or the Lashon Gemara is, Harley, Nei Yisrael holchol lo oyer ba midbar boim shana. And Taisus asks, what do you mean by midbar Rosh Hashanah? But kol olam kulo lo oyer uhoylech. But the Gemara's kasha is v'chil oyer utzarech. The Gemara answers it's a edus that the chol boy oylam. L'chura, the shaila seems to be, it's very peculiar that it's talking about a particular detail. I mean, kabbanis are called lechem, ishel Hashem, and that we say there's no kasha v'chil lechem utzarech. Yayin is called besachem. There's no kasha v'chil yayin utzarech. Psomim, Ketoiras, Reach Nechoyach, all those inyanim are inyanim that by people are a physical need, and there's no problem that we, there's no shaila that we, does a kodesh need it. Everybody understands that the tzura of avoda, fine. But what's the, so why by oira dafka b'chil oira tzarech, alay kol oilam kuloi, or the Lashon HaGemara, v'chei Yisrael, aboyim shana b'midbar, Yisrael l'chol oira. What's the shaila and everything else? It's pasha that these are just in yonim that we do to mikarvas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however you explain it. Also another nekuda, the Rashi over there, Malaysia, brings that iron was the labor were mitzvah, that everybody else brought karbonis and they didn't, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the menorah and said shalcho kayim loilam. The famous Ramban asked over there, I mean, what about the Torahs, what about the other Avodah, but Shalchot Kayim Lo'ilom, which needs a Havan in what sense is Menorah Kayim Lo'ilom. All the other avodas were nispatel, so it was menorah nispatel. The shulchan kaim lo ilam. In what sense? Rabban Taka says it's a remez from Hanukkah, but in the way Rashi brings the Chazal that a chokhaim loilam needs a havana. So we have to understand a little bit about the metzias, the toichen of the avodah of menorah, which was different than the other nyanim, and let's try to understand a little bit. All the chushim that a person has work directly. For instance, if a person touches something, so the chush hamishus is that his hands touch something, and they make contact, and he feels it. It's raw, rough, or soft, or whatever. The chush of shmia, somebody says something, I listen, and so on. All of those chushim are totally in two inyanim. There's a mucker for the diburim. There is a there's a thing, there's an item that has in itself a it's a bar mishus, it's solid, it's physical, and I can touch it. And then there is me that I'm koiled it, and if I have a good ear, I can hear what you're saying. If my hands are sensitive, I can feel, and so on and so forth. So that is in all the chushim of a person. There's one chush that this is not true of, that needs a third element, and that's the chush ha-re'iyah. And even though scientifically we know today that shmi also needs an emtsai, but akapanim in our tefisa, in the pasha tefisa of a person in the physical world, chush ha-re'iyah is different, that it needs an emtsai. You have the chayfetz, you have me, and if there's no ha'ara, if there's no oyer, then there's no tfisa, the chush ha-re'iyah with the chayfetz. That is the metzias of re'iyah. So re'iyah is very different than all the other nyanim, because all the other nyanim need two things, and then it's in place. If the chayfetz exists and my chush is working, then I have the chayfetz. Shiny re'iyah, that there's another element in the middle, and that's the element of oyer, and my re'iyah, my tefisa will be told in the oyer. That is the metzias of re'iyah, with difference than of inyanim. In a little bit more of an oymek, let's say re'iyah, the chush re'iyah we always explain is very much identical to the chush ha-tfisa of seich la'adam. If a person taps something, so I have a feel of it. If a person hears about something, then he understands it. But the time when I feel that I was actually koilet something in a way that my seich la'adam is the re'iyah, that's what a person likes. When a person is not clear about something, he says, show it to me, and then I'll tell you. A person can describe a car to him, but when he sees it, he has it. All the other chushim, the pshat is he has specific input about something. He feels the softness, he feels the roughness, he smells the burning. All of those are in yanim that a person has clues about it. But even when he hears about it, he has the information, but he still doesn't feel that he has a real tefisa in something. When a person sees something, that's when the person that he has a tefisa in the thing itself. So the chush ha-re'iyah of a person is the chush where the person has a tefisa. It's not enough that I have a seichel and that there be something that needs that could be nitfas. I need to have a certain ha'ara. And let me explain where it's parallel. L'mashal, if a person sees, a person who's not an artist sees a wall with a lot of different colors on it, and I ask him, what do you see? I don't know, just a mishmash of colors. If the person has, the person is artistic, and the person studied different colors, and he has hakadoras, he has certain descriptions and parameters, and he says there was different variations of reddish, from a red-white mixture to red-yellow mixture to red-blue mixture, then I actually was typhus. I saw something. Without that, it was re-evalma. When I have kalim of being typhusic, then I understand it. If a person goes by and he sees a bridge, so if he doesn't understand engineering and he doesn't understand the principles of architecture, so he saw a bridge. That's it. That's all. He can look at it. That's it. He saw a bridge. A person who understands the principles that a bridge stands on, and he sees where it's supported on, and what rests on what, and what its strength is, and how it withstands, you know, winds and so on. So the person actually saw a lot more because he has a certain framework of understandings that sheds light on it. So that means both people can be equally smart. I can be just as smart as the person who knows who has the architectural background, and we both see the bridge. And yet, I was just kailit a bridge, and that person was kailit saw all the things I didn't see, because he had the certain ha'ara, he had the oyer that shed light on it. In other words, he had the means or the tools or through which to grasp it, and I didn't. So in Tfisas Seichel, you have three inyanim. You have the thing that's being nitfas, and you have the thing, the person that's being typhus. And obviously, if there's not to be nitfas, you can't be typhus. And if the person who has to be typhus is stupid, or he's not a big enough aseichel, there's not going to be tfisa. But even if both those places, elements are in place, but if there's no oyer, if there's nothing that gives it a certain perspective, if there's nothing that gives it its hagdaris or something, if I don't have a chetimtza through which to grasp it, then I didn't grasp it. That is the metzias of oyer as regards seichel and havan. So the tzinu lemeidim, that the first thing when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the first thing he said was yihi oyer. Why? When you have something in the room, you put the lights on. I mean, if the room is empty, what are you putting lights on for? There's nothing in the world to show. So why put the lights in first? What's the yihi oyer? That was the first bria. There was tayu and voyu and choyshech al pnei sahoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said yihi oyer. There was nothing to show. There's nothing to show off. I mean, after you finish the world, put in oil. The teretz is the Maral says in a lot of places when he speaks about oil and chayisha. So he says the following agdara. He says that oil is mitzius and chayisha is heder. So he says it's not only the pshat that oyer is you have to see what's there, and choshech you don't have to see what's there. In choshech things don't exist, and in oyer they exist. And let me explain it. Certainly, the metzias of choshech doesn't only mean pure choshech. Let's say I bump into something, so I know it exists. Let's say I hear about it, or if it affects me in some way where I have the kalim to understand how it affects me, then as far as I'm concerned, it has a metzias. If I can't understand in any way, there's no way I can bump into it, not with the chush ha'riya, not with the chush ha'shmir, not chush ha'mishus, then if I don't have any kalim to be tefesed, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist because in as much as metzias is totally in the status of Adam, then the pshat is, it does not exist anymore. Because I don't intersect with it in any way. So those things that I'm oblivious and don't affect me, mitzad my understanding, I can say they don't exist. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world for Adam. The tachlis of the world is for Adam. So it's not the pshat only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them a metzias klape Adam. If there's no kol oid, there's no ha'ara, then there's no metzias. Nothing becomes a nimtza and a nivra unless it comes into the light. Meaning, the way we explained it, if there's no ha'ara sichlis, if there's no makom in seichel to be taifus, it's not going to happen. So if I don't give a person the tools of seichel, if there's no oirav havana that could be koilet that which is coming into the world, then it's not going to exist. So the metzias of existence is klapi a person, the metzia of a bria, klapi a person, and that's what the Maral says. The Maral says things in choshev don't are heder and oir are things that have metzias, and it's even though they quote unquote really have a metzias, but if they're choshev they have no metzias, which means if I don't give a person a kli tfisa to be teifis a certain nekuda, then that nekuda is meaningless to a person. It doesn't, as far as the person is concerned, doesn't exist. Torah, the Briyas HaOlam is all Klapi Adam. And therefore, the Chelek of Adam, the Chelek, to make a world for Adam, the first thing is there has to be a Ha'ara in the whole world. Everything that came into the world came in through Oyer. It means it came as a Metzias into the world. It fits into the Sichlistik of Gedarim of the person. So the Marshal, let's say bacteria, nobody ever saw. But since its metzias is a metzias that fits into Seichel Adam, I can say to myself, it's a being that looks like a cell, but it's much, much smaller. And it makes people sick, and it does this, and it does that. So it has a metzias in Das Adam. It has a metzias. The oyer is the ability for Mahalche Seichel and Chachma to have a tfis in that image. That's the Mahalach of Oyer. On a Gemara Lamash, where you see the thing, it says, Ein l'dayin elamasha ein avroyos. A dayin can only deal with things that he sees, because that's really the Metzias. That which is Seichel is Teufis, as being in the Metzias over there, that's the emes of the Inyan. It's not just the pshat that he's handicapped, and there's no way he could have figured out that, and that's, so he has to judge without it. That which does not become a metzias in the Eini Adayin is not a metzias nedin. The mishpat is Adam le'nayim yira is not only a shortcoming of a person. That's the metzias Adam. So a person is supposed to do by nayim. When Shmuel said maybe let's be Mashiach this one, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu said no to Adam le'nayim yira. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu was saying a shortcoming Shmuel, but that was the emes. Had Hakadosh Baruch Hu not told him, Shmuel should have gone to the person to be Moshef, the person that he thought was right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, so he did Al Das HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Ein Adayim HaShev Royas, Re'iyah is the only chush that's relevant over here. So we may like this. In of all the Nevroim in the world, there are elements in the world. There's Behemis, and there's Yikov HaMayim, there's Tachar, it's Deshe, and Esav Mazriya Zera, and Esav Pri. All of those inyanim are inyanim of things within the world. If you're looking for the platform on which it all stands on, if you're looking the hechetimtza for kesha to Adam, that hechetimtza is oil. So the first bria is yehi oil, and that means everything that will follow now has a mokrin in Tfisas Adam. It has a place for Das to be Taifasit, and that's where the person is Taifasit. Let's go back to the Yanim we were talking about. When we made the Mishkan and the Kalim and so on, everything like that, the everything in the world was included in the Mishkan. Like we explained a lot of times, Lamakas Malachis, Akneged are learned from the Mishkan, and yet those are Lamtes Melachos that are the elementary building blocks of the world. The Mishkan is called Adam Kotten. We've gone through a lot of times, went through Ramal. The Mishkan is supposed to be an entire Olam Kolul Ba'atzim. That's the Mishkan. B'meila, everything that has a Metzias in the world has a Metzias in the Mishkan. The Kalim, Ahechetimtzis, the so to speak, platforms on which you can bring karbanis, you can be mala this and that. So the menorah, the hadlaka of the shemen, is not only an avoda in shemen. The hadlaka in the shemen is a hechetimtza of other things. It's a kli Shemen itself, the mitzvahs of hadlaka shemen, is not there for itself. It's there for something else. So b'meila, it's just like the oil and the bria is there, so that we could be toifis everything else, and b'meila everything else has a mitzvahs copy that. The mitzvahs of everything else is going to be through oil, and b'meila. It's going to be, it has a makom in kelim rather than in avoda, because it's a hechatimtza, just a kelim are, rather than a gemar dover, like a carbonist and so on. Let's go a step further with this. If it's true that everything, that every tfisas chushim just requires the teifis and the nitfas, But oil requires a chitimtza, re'ir requires a chitimtza. So it comes out that it's a thing that it's shayach to have a kilkling. In tfisas seichel, in re'ir, there's a kilkling. For instance, if I'm looking through glasses that make something crooked, they're going to be crooked. If I look through dirty glasses, it's I'm going to see something that's dirty. Because I'm introducing another element, because I'm introducing another inyan, so it could very well be that the problem is not that the chayfetz is dirty, the problem is not that my sight is short, the problem is just the light's red. If it's red light, everything's going to look red. If the glasses are tinted red, everything's going to look red. If the glasses are dirty, things are going to look dirty. So I have now a ketimtza for kilkul, which is different than all other chushim. And that is mitzad de'oer. The Rambam in Shmoneh Prakim speaks about it, and he calls it the masach hamavdil, like the curtain that divides between people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That curtain, the Rambam is mazbe, is the chaymer of a person. And that's why no matter how much a person can try to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will not understand them fully. Kiloyir ani ha'odom v'chai is that it means it's impossibility that the Rambam's letter v'chai, but after Misa a person does see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what it means is the klei havana of a person while he's alive is through a seichel that's megushim. The light that we have in this world, the oil that we have in this world, is an oil that's not a good oil, because it's chomri, and anything that's chomer has imperfection to it. So the best glass in the world, the best glasses, since they're made out of something physical, it has aberrations in it. Its very physicality creates some aberration, and b'meila the chayfet itself is affected by it. So anybody who needs glasses, the imperfection in the glass, because you have another chayfet between you and that, automatically affects somehow the thing on the sea. So the mesach hamavdil is kiloyran adam v'choy, because since the person's seeing through a certain medium, so the person's vision is limited. That's what Chazal said, and Rambam speaks about it. Rambam says it both in Shmoneh Prakim, Rambam says it in Yad, that. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was called Aspaklaya Meira versus other Nevi'im that Aspaklaya She'enim Meira, because Re'ia is through an Aspaklaya Dafka, and in as much as the Aspaklaya is affected, that's how much it is. So Moshe Rabbeinu's godless of Tfisa had a lot to do with his godless Ha'odah. It wasn't like two separate Madregas, because understanding what are the things that cloud a person. A person's what's the light that we're talking about? What's that aspaklaya? It's the person's physicality. It's the person's midas. It's a person's sense of self. All of those things create a hechatimtza of havanis and tfisas that have in itself some aberration. I see it through my own interests. I see it through my shortcomings of havana. I see it through my physical understanding. I see a person, let's take a very grub example, a person who's very physical, anytime I describe another Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to think of it physically. Yad HaChazaka, or Einav Meshaitis Bakoil, and so on. He's always going to picture, because that's what he is. He's just a physical person. He can only picture it that way. Those are all inyanim that a person sees through, and those are things. And as that's affected, so is that affected. So we have a kilkul of all those inyanim coming about because there's a chayma there, and it's wearing it down. If we want it, so all korbanos, the inyan of nikoyan, the inyan of that it shouldn't be metula or balmum or whatever it is, those are inyanim of covering. That if a thing that's chayz darga, a thing that's less than what it should be, is a bizarre. So a piece of wood that's rotten, to bring it as fake as a eitzim, you're being vevazer. And v'chein, a carbon that's a balmum, it says, hakiveh no l'tepech asecha. You try bringing it to a king and see if you like it. It's a bizarre. It's a bizarre to bring in an axe that limps, or whatever it is. And b'meila, those are inyanim that are not the skav of rotzim. But there's no inyan of zichur. In ha'ara, in oyer, since anything any chomrius that's there in the oyer itself is throwing everything else off, so b'meil it has to be zochuch adasayif. It has to be mezuchuch adasayif. And if the thing itself is mezuchuch adasayif, then the thing that are being toifis is also mezuchuch adasayif. That's why we asked, why was there kpeda here for zayis zoch? The same shemen that's kosher for menachas is not kosher for menorah, because in menachas it has to be standard. It has to be good oil. It shouldn't have a pagam. We call the bear in it mum. So a mum in it is possible. If it's not a mum, the second oil is not a mum. But in over here we need a zichuch. It's just like when you take a piece of glass, you sand it down to the sharpest, purest form, because it's neichatimtzit to see everything else. The telescope you're looking with, you go extraordinary out of the way to make it as perfect as possible, as clear as possible, because everything else is going to be affected by it. The ha'ara of the shemen was for that tachlis. The ha'ara of the shemen is to be the lens to see everything else. It's the oil to see everything else. And b'meila, it has to be mezuchach. It's not just that it can't be pogum, but the zichuch is what gives it the ability to transmit everything else the way it should be. Let's understand it in its ramifications. The pasuk says, "Kineir mitzvah v'toyra ara." Kineir mitzvah and Torah's ara. What does it mean? So Ra'al speaks a lot about a mitzvah is a ner and Torah is or. I mean, B'chura Torah is the mitzvah. What is Torah? Torah is like a temptor to do mitzvahs. So mitzvah is a ner, it's a kli for Torah, and Torah is or. What's the combination? How do they work? So the pshat's like this. Every ma'isa mitzvah is a dover choshev b'fnei atzmoi. It does something. It helps a person, so on. It also affects a person there's a certain nekuda of sichlius and havana that lies in a mitzvah. The Torah of a mitzvah is the sichlius and havana that the mitzvah carries. So yes, it's true that we first learn in order that we know how to be mekayimim. But the whole Talmud Torah, the whole parsha of Talmud Torah of a mitzvah, of Shefa, of Tefillin, the Talmud Torah of Tefillin is the sichlius and havana and tfisa of Tefillin. And Adrabah, you see that there's a parsha of Torah that has no lemaisa. Ben Sarah Meir, it says, Lehoibu Nivra, El Joish V'Kabal Schar, because the Torah itself is the tachlis of the mitzvahs is the Torah. The tachlis of doing a mitzvah, since a person's noblest chelek is a seichel, so the part of the mitzvah that reaches to the highest part of the person is the Torah. The Torah meaning the tfisa, the Havana, and so on. Torah is also a hechatimtza for being Torah's things. I mean, you find a lot of times that the Achronim use a term in Shacharach Das Balabayis or Das Torah. The Gemara speaks Das Torah versus Das Omer, I think. There is, besides particular dinim, halachis, and so on, there's also a tfisa of the Metzias. There's a tfisa, how am I Torah something? So in Torah, you have a tfisa of being Torah things with a certain understanding that the Torah's understanding. You have the tfisa of things that are nitfas through a certain perspective. It's not only a shaila. Sometimes a person can think through an issue point by point, step by step. But there is no such thing as logically analyzing something without hanochis sichlius beforehand. A person has certain axioms that he accepts as being true, a valid perspective, and so on. All those in Yonim are the oir that's in Torah. The Torah, it gives a person a certain tfisa and a certain havana that through that, I'm Tevis the Metzias. So a person, Mashal, who never learned and never was in any way mechuna, he sees everything through himself, which is the natural biological perspective. I see me, I like me, I want things. So anything somebody takes, I see it as you took from me. That's the perspective. That's the way I see it. A person who has a Torah to cook and knows there are things that are mine, the things that are his. There are things that I have in order to give to him. There are things that I have in order to be Mesir Nefesh and give them away. So the person sees it differently. The person's tfisa is a different tfisa, because what a person's tfisa is depends not only on his inborn seichel and not only on the thing that he's being tefis, but it depends on the oyer that serves as the echetimtza. That oyer is the havana and the tfisa and the sichlius. So b'meila, the metzias of Torah as oyer means the Torah becomes a chetimtza for a tfisa of other things. Another place where you find that when a person is mezachich his tfisa, it becomes a different type of tfisa. It says why was a Zayas chosen? Chazal over here at Medrash says, how come you have a tfisa of how come you have Shemen Zayas instead of Shemen Shumshemin and Shemen Egoizim and so on and so forth? Different Shainis and different Medrashim. Some say, what about towns where they don't have it? But by and large, the Shaila is why Shemen Zayas? And one of the Inyanim that Chazal say is because it's going on the Pasuk Einayich Yoinim, Klal Yisrael's Einayim are called like pigeons, and the pigeon brought Alei Zayas, the fear tariff Alei Zayas. So we take a Zayas because of that. It's a very, very complicated chesed. Klal Yisrael's Einayim are nimshal to Yoinim, Yoinim brought a Zayas. The Mela, that's why we take Shem Zayas. Rashi says that Klaisol is nimshal to Yoina because a Yoina is davar to its ben zug. Of all the Balachayim, it's the most faithful to ben zug. It's not the pshat that a Yoina has Yehuri Kedusha, that the Yoina sits down and says, you know, I shouldn't be nichsel in this Yoina, I have to work on Kedusha, it should only be davar zug. This doesn't go with Mahalchi Seichel. It has to be that the ayin of the yoina is teifis only its ben zug. A nayich yoina means there's a shvacha klai soul that their eyes don't look any of. The only thing that falls within the perspective of their eyes is the ben zug. The shvacha of klai soul that's dovak the zug is a nayich yoina. That the einayim of Klal Yisrael look only where they're supposed to look. There's no light shining on anything but that which is nitmariyah. Just like we said before, that which is in Choshech has no mitzias. Those things that have no mitzias should not be in oyer. That's they don't belong in oyer. And It's like all the inyanim that are supposed to be b'choshech, they don't have a mitzias that's supposed to be in the open. So the ha'ara, the oyer that's most shayach to an oyer which is specific to those inyanim. In other words, it's a way. It's an oyer that sees things the way they're supposed to be seen. Is shayach to the yoina, and b'mela the ali zayis is what is that. But the pshat is it's the koyach that lies in the nayach yoinim, that klai yishol sees only what they're supposed to see. That the ali zayis is shayach to that yoinim. That's the pshat in we said in the shofar kaim la'olam, and in the ha'ara why it says for. Everything else that has that its end goal is only in itself. When it's finished, it's gone. That's it. There's no. It doesn't have any mitzvahs. A carbon is brought, and a person with a salah through it. Fine. That's it. Nachas, nesachim, all the avodas, even kteiros, it's gone, and that's it. The one inyan that remains, because ha'ara is always a hetimtzah for other inyanim. That's the mitzias of it. Ha'ara is supposed to be a hechatimtza for something else. So even if the mukkah is gone, the ha'ara lasts. The whole mahalach of the oyer was to be toiv as everything else. Once I have a certain way of looking at things, just like a ben Torah, even when he's not learning and mitzvahs anymore, but if he's oiskahar of it, he's toiv as other things differently. He understands things differently because he has kalim of tfisa that are different like tfisa. That's the pshat shel chokayim la'olam. Pe'ulos that are good shel atzmon, the atzmon is gone, the pe'ula is gone, there's nothing of it. Those things that their whole thing is a platform for other inyanim, that's supposed to go further. The place we said before that the oyer has to be in the sheirish of the inyan. There are two inyanim in the world, because like we said, you have to start by putting it in the sheirish so that everything else falls into that perspective. There are two inyanim in the world that are called that are a makor and a sheirish. Beis Hamikdash, basically called Evan Shesiyah Shemena Hushas Ha'olam. That's and that had Menorah and Ha'ara to be mayor on Kol Olam Kuloi. And the second inyan is Shabbos is called Likra Shabbos called Nechokhi Mekoyah Bracha. Meirosh Mikedem Nesucha. The Etzem Shabbos is the Sheirosh of Zmanim, and that's where you have that Avlokas Ner Shabbos. In other words, the two places where you start with Sheirosh, Shabbos is a higher means that you're supposed to look at the rest of the week through the Ha'ara of Shabbos. It's just like the Beisham Beisil, they would take a Shor each day and say, this is for Shabbos, Yom Rishon Shabbos. The Pshat is, it's supposed to become the Hechatimtza. We look Sunday is Hechatimtza for Shabbos, and Monday is Hechatimtza for Shabbos, and Tuesday is Hechatimtza for Shabbos. Each Nekuda becomes Hechatimtza for everything else. That is the Mitzias of those Ha'aras. The when a person is learning, the years that a person is forming himself as a Ben Torah, are years when a person, besides the learning a person does now and what he gets and so on, all those in Yanim are definitely Yofa L'Shaitan and so on. But more than that is the oiris that a person gets, the tfisa and the kuk, we call Ashkafa, but Ashkafa has become very cheap in the sense of specific issues. That's the least important. What's important is everything how the person looks. The whole piece of where everything has a place in the Metzias is the oyer and the spaklayer that a person creates it changes over here. And that's why and of all the things, what will mark a Ben Torah for the rest of his life is not everybody's zeichet that he can sit and learn full time the rest of his life, like zeichet even to be in inyanim of but how is the person's tefisa of everything? When something falls into his line of vision, what's his initial reaction? The person, by what does the person look at it? And out of it, the things that shouldn't be in his line of vision, bichlal, that don't fall into the line of vision. They nayachenu that those things that are not, that have no makram in the life of the Torah, don't fall into that vision. The Everyone speaks about Megillah being a Nes Nistar and so on and so forth. The Nes Nistar means that we did not have a tefisa for those in Yonim. We had the tefisa for Gilui of Elikus until then was Nisim Gluyim. A Navi came, a Navi said, we did, and we saw something. The Yonim in Purim was all Choshech. We didn't see anything happening until at the end when it was the Sgala. The Lahuda Moisa Oira is the pshat that there was an Oira of the Torah that was missing. We didn't have a perspective. All the Nevi'im, the Sifrei Nevi'im up till that point were able to give us over a picture of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala himself through Nevi'im, through Giluyim. Open Giluyim, he sends a Novi, he's Maziras, exactly as he says, it happens, it's like Hateva, a whole Mahalach of Tayyot that became the Aspaklaria for looking at everything else. So we're able to see how this happens, that happens, that happens. The ability to see a world that's Choshech, a world that's Behesta, to be Teufesit with the Oyer Tayyot became a scholar. Like Huda Masayyot means that a person that we got his stockless on the world, a new ha'or of Torah, a new chelik of the oir of Torah became a mezgala to it. But in the Kololius Inyan, the person has to understand that the way in which he's going to see things and understand things is going to be totally in how much of a ben Torah makes up. How much Tyrus HaNefesh the person has, aside from things that are chomri, aside from midas, aside from shtusim that the Velt brings in, and as much as a person's mazaka can attire himself, that's how klar is tefisa in other things. Arayah says Arayah Shem and Zayas, the cholim, Yitzapel and Mayer Shaltarim.